But by being in this great mystery, that is, we live together as a man and a wife, loving each other, submitting like the Lord says, and doing everything He tells us to do, we will become one in everything. And as we spend time with God in His Word, loving Him and worshiping and praising Him, we become one with Him in the Word. And then when you become one with Christ in the words, the Lord says, what's in a man's heart comes out of your mouth. So you'll get over this stuff about there won't be no dirty jokes comes out of a good Christian man's mouth. There won't be no lies, no thieving, none of that stuff won't come out of you because you're one with the King. His Word's in you, and with His Word in you, you know what He likes and you know what He doesn't like, so you're not going to be a rebellious son or a daughter. You're going to walk in obedience to His Word. And He says, this is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. We're one with Him in His Word. What did He say in John 15:7? If my words remain in you, and if you remain in me, I can ask Him anything, and He'll do it for me. That's when we're truly one with Him, isn't it? Yes. Verse 33. Let's see what this last verse says. So again I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must submit or respect her husband. Now then, that's pretty clear, isn't it? That's pretty clear. Now then, I realize it's 4 o'clock, but I'm going to go to Titus 2, verses 1 through 15. I want to hit this. I've got this in here. I want to go over this right quick. It won't take long to hit these few verses. In Titus 2, verses 1 through 15. But as for you, promote the kind of living that reflects right teaching. Teach the older men to exercise self-control. Now, who is going to do this? You're going to have some older men teaching the older men. You've got to have some men of God. You know, you just can't have anybody. You've got to have somebody that's lived it. Teach the older men to exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, and to live wisely. They must have strong faith and be filled with love and patience. Verses 3 and 4. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that is appropriate for someone serving the Lord. They must not go around speaking evil of others and must not be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach each other what is good. These older women must train the younger women to love their husbands as their children and their children. Now then, if a woman, an older woman, has never learned how to fall in line with the Word of God, she'll never be able to teach her daughter how to be one of these kind of women. And that's why we got so much problem out there in the world today. It's because the mother was not trained by her mother. When you take a mother that's a godly woman that trains her daughter up in the way of God. I mean, I think about my mother. She was a godly woman. I mean, when my little sister and I was growing up, if my little sister run over and plopped down the chair and throwed her feet up on another chair and her dress plopped up in front of her, she'd say, honey, that's not the way a young lady sits. A young lady walks up and a young lady sits down like this and pulls her dress down over her knees. She doesn't run over there and jump down and throw her feet up on the couch so you can see all the way to her middle. But some mothers never teach their children those things. Never teach them how to be a lady. The reason women don't teach their daughters how to be ladies is because they don't know how to be ladies. The Scripture says here, teach the older women to live in a way that is appropriate for someone serving the Lord. Well, what would be appropriate for someone serving the Lord? Do you think flopping around, wearing short dresses and top split down to the middle and all that kind of stuff would be a proper dress for a woman that's serving God? I don't think so. I think we've already covered that pretty good in detail. And it says they must not go around speaking evil of others. They must not be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good. These older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children. Now, if an older woman has learned how to love her husband, you got a happy home. You got a happy home. But you got to have somebody. Before I can teach you how to do something, In other words, if you're going to come out here to me and say, Thurman, I want you to teach me how to work on an air conditioning system. Well, what must I must know how to do before I can teach you? I must know how the beast works. I must understand the crazy thing. How am I going to teach you to work on an air conditioner if I never worked on one? You know, so, but if somebody tries to teach you to do something that they don't know how to do themselves, that's like a friend of mine years ago. He was writing a book. And he said, I want you to read this book. I said, what's it about? And he said, it's how, you know, a man should treat his wife. And I immediately told him, I said, I'm not interested. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you've been married 3 times and it didn't work for you. I said, I'm not interested in anything you got to say. I said, what you've done didn't work. So anytime a man's been married 3 times, he's going to write a book on how to stay married and how to treat your wife. There's something he didn't ever catch. Now then, if I say, oh, you're writing a book on how to love your wife and how to raise up your children, and you got 3 beautiful children, and you got a wonderful wife, and she's totally in submission to you, and you're loving her, and there's not any problem in your home. You've been married 1 time, you know, and you've been married 30 years or 20 or 40 or whatever, and I walk up to a man, I've done this before, and I say, how's your love walk with your wife? Well, it's okay. Then I turn to the lady and I say, how's your love walk with your husband? And she says, oh. I said, oh, something ain't right here. She starts crying, tears start falling out of her eyes. Something ain't right. You know that? Now, she could look at me and smile and say, wow, it's wonderful. Hey, we got something going here. This guy's treating this woman right. But it says here, we should have the older women live in a way that is appropriate for someone serving the Lord. And then they must not go around speaking evil of others, and they must not be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good, and these older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children. You need to learn how to love your husband. You older women need to teach your daughters how to do that. Verse 5 and 6. To live wisely and be pure, to take care of their homes and to do good, and to be submissive to their husbands, then they will not bring shame on the Word of God. I think about a home that I know that meets all of this criteria. And years ago when their daughter, they had 2 sons and a daughter, and when the daughter was coming along, she got about 16. One of the women at school met this mother that was a good friend of mine, her and her husband. They're still good friends of mine. But she says, are you going to put your daughter on the pill? She said, what? She said, well, you know, she's 16. She said, of course I'm not going to put her on the pill. She said, well, you know, she'd probably get pregnant. She said, I'm going to teach her to abstain. That's what I've been teaching her all the time. To walk pure as a little daughter of the king. Not to go out there and sleep around with some of these boys. Well, this other woman thought this was a profound statement. She thought everybody slept around. What do you think she was teaching her daughter? How to do it. That's right. You know, so let me put you on the pill, honey, so you don't get pregnant. Good grief. Well, that's the world. But that's not the way God's people should do it. Is that right? We're to live wisely and to be pure. To take care of their homes, to do good. And some mothers never teach their daughters how to take care of a home. They never teach them how to clean, you know. I mean, a home needs to be clean. And a woman, when she becomes a wife, she needs to already know how to do that. She needs to know how to be a good wife. And where should she have been taught that? By her mother. Now, if the daddy has to do it, that's one thing. But it should not never be like that. But to do good and to be submissive to their husbands. Now, the only way a daughter can be taught to be submissive to the husband is to be taught by a mother. That's the only way you're going to... She ain't going to listen to daddy. If daddy says you have to obey your husband, well, daddy, mama don't obey you. You know, that's not a very good way. You know, but there's too many homes in the church that are like that. It says if we teach them how to be submissive to the husband, then they will not bring shame on the name of the Word of God. How many people do you know say, be a Christian? Forget it. If that's what it's like being a Christian, I don't want to be one. They look at your life. Now, is that the way it should be done? No, it should be, let me look at that woman. Let me look at that man. Wow, they're a Christian? Is that the way you live all the time? Yes. Man, I want what you got. That's what I want. That's the way we should be living. In the same way, encourage the young men to live wisely in all they do. Now, who's going to teach the young men? The older men. That's exactly right. The daddies. You know, we're going to teach these young men. And when we see these young men out doing things or running around doing things they're not supposed to be doing, I don't care if they're not our son. We should confront them. We should confront them head on. Hey, boy, what are you doing there? You know, don't you know? In fact, the other night we were in a restaurant and there was a boy walked by, and of course I didn't hear it. Cheryl did. Some boy said a foul word right as he walked by our table. And I heard him say something, but I didn't hear what it was. But I looked up, and just as I looked up, boy, she slapped him right in the face. Bam! And he said, I deserved that, didn't I? I heard him say that. Yeah, and he did. Because if I'd have heard the foul word, he said, I might have got up and slapped him in the face. Then it wouldn't have been quite so gentle. You know, there's a whole lot of men need to be slapped in the face when they do those kind of things at a public place. You know it? But they learn from the older men. If you're not going to slap him in the face, you need to get up and confront him. But I didn't hear it, so I didn't know what he said. But I know he said something that his wife or the girl he was with didn't like, because she slapped him in the face right there. So verse 7 and 8, let's see what they say. And you yourself must be an example to them by doing good deeds of every kind. Oh, that kind of puts a monkey right on us, doesn't it? And we must be an example. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. There's no room for error in that, is it? None whatsoever. Let your teaching be so correct that it can't be criticized. When you teach it right out of the Word of God, just like it's written, somebody may go by and say something bad about you, but they ain't talking bad about you now. They're talking about God, right? All this is God. Then those who want to argue will be ashamed because they won't have anything bad to say about us. Verse 9 and 10. Slaves must obey their masters and do their best to please them. They must not talk back or steal, but they must show themselves to be entirely trustworthy and good.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.